Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio, a Buck Perspective podcast. And man, I am so grateful to be back. Man, I didn't even do a lot of the things that I said I was going to do from December 25th, doing all the different micro podcasts in terms of like the Wheel of Life. And then this is the first time, this past January was the first time I skipped the Wheel of Life. Yeah, probably since late 2017. You know, it was instrumental and we figured out exactly so many different things going back to those blogs that I had written down from 2016 to about 2018. Seeing a lot of the problems that I had to endure on a routine basis and seeing where I am now. Man, it is amazing. So today's the 23rd. Okay, it's very early in the morning. And I said, man, I gotta hurry up and get this ball rolling right here, right now, because guess what? Oh boy, it's all about the growth and seeing how much I have grown. And this is exactly what we're going to be discussing here today. And so here we go. Monthly Wheel of Life. This is the first time that you actually tuned in. I love doing this just to see where I'm at. Again, you guys already heard my podcast in regards to my travels and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, there are just so many other things that are going to be happening. We're staying in an amazing hotel coming up for my birthday. We're going to be going to Singapore. We decided that we're not going to go to, we're not going to pay the same price for less days to stay at a resort that we've already been to here in Thailand where we could just go abroad. Doesn't really make much sense, right? So it looks like we're aiming and leaning more towards three international trips this year. So it looks like Japan, Singapore, and possibly back to Japan, depending on the situation, of course, in terms of having a baby, maybe, right? But nonetheless, I'm just so excited because, man, a lot of what has happened and what's going to be happening over the next few months, and then, you know, me, you know, maximizing my teaching in regards to making sure I do a lot of the note taking with one of my students. Oh, well, not note taking, but I'm gonna buy an iPad to maximize my teaching and stuff like that. You know, having just a, you know, a random person that I know, there's just so many great things in terms of me learning and stuff like that. But I think one of the bigger problems that I had this month was the burnout. So when you actually teach 5 to 6 hours in a morning, you don't want to do anything that next day. And I fucked up my schedule. It makes a lot of sense because I'm the one that left it wide open for people to just continue booking instead of editing it every single morning. And so this actually led to me, you know, losing a little faith in myself in terms of, oh, worse, you know, you're doing a little canceling. You're doing a little canceling now. You know why? Because you're too burned out. Okay, if you're gonna have a big day one day, you're gonna have to have a light morning that next day. And so these are things that I need to get better at in terms of my, you know, my overall development, because it reminds me a lot of what I ended up doing last year. A couple of cancellations here and there. And I'm just like, oh boy, then guess what? A lot of things ended up festering over those next months. And then after I came back, hell, only me having what, 1 to 2 classes a day, that was a little unacceptable, right? So again, with that being said, let's dive into this. Let's dive into this and let's just go over everything, not just, you know, the finances and, you know, my mental health and all that stuff perspective, but let's go into this. So here we go. Health. Did you regularly take care of yourself? Okay. Did you optimize yourself that so that you feel good every single day? Did you eat well, sleep well, and work out? Those are the three things right there. Eat well. I think I'm doing a lot better. And you know what really sucks? One of my favorite restaurants that I will order at, oh my God, very often, it was called a Royal Pizza. They had the best chicken wrap, best chicken burger, the awesome pizza and stuff. They're shut down. We just went by there about last weekend. I'm like, oh my God, they're gone. But I mean, that actually helps me because I'm like, well, it looks like I'm not gonna be ordering pizza much anymore. But that's number one. So the eating well, instead of eating something bad, I just go to a fantastic chicken breast place from this salad factory, this really healthy place that I normally eat and stuff. So breakfast, always well. Sleeping well, few days that I just sleep unbelievably well. Then some days I wake up at 2 And then there were only 2 days this past month that, you know, was hard for me to fall asleep, or I just kept tossing and turning until about 9, 9:30, which isn't a problem for a lot of you. Like, oh, that's no problem. But again, I guess you could just say sleep anxiety. So I had to just wash everything and get some new candles and, you know, and make sure I have a better routine in the evening. And that ended up helping. And then working out. Listen, 2 weeks ago, I worked out one day. Now, keep in mind, we actually have a bicycle here at my home. So I get 20, 30 minutes on that bike. I burn like 300, 400 calories and I'm sweating like crazy. But that doesn't necessarily mean weights and stuff like that. And so last week, I think I did an amazing job because I actually, what is it? I taught at the place where I work at a Starbucks. Then right after that, I packed all my clothes, my shower wear, everything. I worked out, although it was a bullshit ass workout, but I worked out and I jumped right into the shower. Right after that, and I went to work. I thought that was awesome. You know, I thought I did a pretty good job over the last couple of weeks in terms of doing that. So that was good. I give myself credit for that for sure. But those three categories, I'm probably going to give myself a six because the sleeping well wasn't max. The working out, there was a day. Well, actually, this week and 2 weeks ago, I only worked out one day. What the hell am I even paying a gym membership for if I'm going to work out one day? The week before, I did work out 3 days, you know, but at the same time, sometimes I'm just like, man, I really don't want to get on a bicycle and go all the way to this place. And so I need to switch it up. I got to figure something out. And I told my wife, and probably even tomorrow, what's going to end up happening. We're actually going to see each other. So I could get a, you know, to up the gym membership. And it's kind of ridiculous. It's like, well, you're not even going to the gym. No. Because Saturday and Sunday are easy gateways for me to work out between my classes. That is two, and that is a different location too. So if you put 2 days in on a weekend, Saturday and Sunday between classes, or even after class, and take a shower, not, I don't even have to take a shower after class. I could just get right out and go. And then hurry up and shoot off here. I mean, hey, that means I don't have to always bank on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, trying to work out at this place where I see the same motherfuckers. This it's just I gotta switch it up. I gotta switch it up. So that's what I'm gonna do coming up soon. But I'm gonna give myself a six because the eating well, not that good. And to be honest with you, I was doing really good at the beginning of the year. I said, okay, no alcohol. Yeah, it was about more than 3 weeks. And then I don't know what happened, but next thing you know, started picking up again. So I told myself, I said, okay, Arsenio, what can I do to stop this? Well, here in Thailand, the only time you could buy alcohol is between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. and after 5 p.m. You know, motherfucking well, I ain't drinking no alcohol after 5 p.m. That is a waste of time for me. Ain't not gonna happen unless it is a social outing that happens twice a year. That's number one. Number two, the other time that I actually, you know, what is it from 11 to 2? I said to myself, okay, what are some of the, what do I normally do and where do I normally buy the alcohol? So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I go get some whiskey, you know, right at the 7-Eleven. Well, the 7-Eleven only takes cash. So let's take away cash. Okay, how are you going to do that? Well, hey, you got a key to your office. You got that little cupboard where you could just open up, you could lock it, do this. Oh, looks like it's time for you to throw the wallet in there. Leave only your little gym membership card. And then the only time that you would be very forced to buy alcohol is if you go to the gym between 11 and 2. But by that time, after you work out, you know, goddamn well, you ain't gonna get anything. So that is a very good thing that ended up developing. So basically, I just have my phone, go into an ATM to try to use the phone to take out money. I know it's gonna be too difficult. Plus, the old ATM machines around here, not gonna happen. I would have to take my bike, probably about 10, 15 minutes. So that same boring ass shopping plaza during very busy after more late morning afternoons, not gonna happen. So, hey, it was a great way for me to do that. There goes my health. Now, mental and emotional, positive outlook and attitude, cultivating that sense of joy, that peace, the relationships, experience. I'm going nine. I'm going nine. I have not had any days where I'm just like, oh. You know, and there are a lot of things that I've talked about in terms of having those days that are very raw, right? But it's up to me. And the thing is, I'll tell you guys right now, if I ever have a day that's very blah, it's consumption. It's reading comments or watching trash media on YouTube. whether it's people who are blaming this side of people and blaming that side of people, it's always the anti-black rhetoric. Shit, this is even popping up on Instagram now. You see a lot of the older videos, right? Ooh, 1950s France or 1950s America. And to be honest with you, a lot of racist comments now, and nobody does anything about it, of course, on Instagram, because it's okay to be racist towards blacks and immigrants. But the moment you say anything about whites, boy, you are in trouble. That's kind of what Instagram is right now. Also, Facebook has the worst video. Man, Facebook is like an illegal website already with the shit that they have. You try to report a video, they're gonna be like, no, it's okay. It's okay. That baby is, there's blood, there's a pool of blood, and she's crying, and everyone's crying, but it's okay. We're gonna leave it on here. It's a cesspool of disgust. Limit the amount of media consumption. I don't watch sports now. Not until June when the Euro Cup happens. But even when that comes, I'm only gonna watch the highlights. They're not gonna have very good highlights because it actually never works. There's always like fake highlights on YouTube. So Olympics, but then again, the Olympics, oh, I think they're gonna be held in like France. And so, you know, when I'm going to sleep, all the Olympics and everything's gonna be happening. It's just there's so many things that are gonna be happening. And so I'm just like, those are the only two things I'm gonna be, you know, getting into until obviously football season comes. But to be honest with you, that's it. I'm very happy that I don't watch the NBA anymore or all these other ones because, to be honest with you, huge waste of time. The NBA is a broken product now, so I could take away all my time. So what's the use of watching sports channels or sports media anymore? There's nothing. There's nothing because I do not watch the NBA like I used to 10 years ago. So I just take myself out of that. So again, media consumption and my consumption in general, that's where if there's anything wrong with my mental health, it's always me making a choice to consume trash media. Trash media is garbage, you know, garbage sports or people this, or maybe even Instagram. Instagram normally is very funny for me, but when some of those other channels pop up, I got to make sure I don't click the comment section and see a whole bunch of racist rats going in there. Again, if I ever comment on a video, there's a lot of people that always comment on my comment. I never read their comments ever. They've been commenting on my comments for 6 months. I haven't read one comment. I don't care about that because it's just going to be people who I have no idea who the fuck they are. They are trolls of the. I got. So it all comes down to that. Mental and emotional comes down to that. Controlling my consumption. So that's why I'm going to give myself a 9. Partner in love. Very interesting. Deep, trusting, appreciative, soulful relationship. Are you being respectful, attentive? If you're, of course, single, are you living your heart every day through love? Now, this, you know what? And I could tell you right now, I could have done much better in Japan. I was very agitated, sleep deprived. When I'm sleep deprived, I'm agitated. When I'm agitated, I'm very antsy about a lot of different things, right? In Japan, it was just the walk in, the walk in, the walk in, which was get fantastic. We went to different places, stuff like that. But there were times that things had fallen apart because I didn't plan ahead. On the day before we left, there was a bunch of Chinese that ransacked the entire Osaka city. This ended up being a very shitty experience. Looks like the same thing that happened with one of my ex-students who went there just 2 weeks later. He sent me videos of shit happening. I was like, what the fuck is going on out there? So I guess you could say you live and you learn. At the same time, you know, this did end up affecting a lot of things, and you know, me being agitated and me coming home, and we could have made decisions. You know, going to the airport or me sitting down and being sleep deprived, and my wife said, "No, you have to do this. You have to do this," and all these. There was just so much commotion that was happening, and me being short with her because at times it was just like, "Whoa, you need to calm down. We got plenty of time. We have 2 hours before anything." Taking the flight back here with the passengers that were on that plane with the shitty seats that made my ass numb, I'll never do it again. So then I guess you live and you learn. And then when we came back, if we had parked at the airport, it would have been a whole different thing. But what ended up happening was both her and I had to take garbage public transportation. And we had to wait for our luggage for 30 minutes because the airport is trash. Okay, airport to Thailand, worst organization in the world. All these different things started compounding. So then it became, I ended up getting shorter and shorter and shorter. So, nonetheless, on a routine basis, if we take that out, dedicated myself to that Saturday, that Sunday, this upcoming Monday is going to be fantastic because it is going to be a day off. We're going to get the iPad. We're going to have a wonderful lunch. I forgot, we're going to be going somewhere. I forgot what it is, but now we're planning a lot of things. Like I said, the Singapore trip, right? Next Saturday is going to be amazing. This, in terms of relationships and friends and stuff, we're going to be hosting a barbecue. The Saturday after that, oh, that's going to be very fucking interesting because we're going to be going to a wedding. There's this one of her employees, I don't know too well, but again, she didn't know me too well when she came to our wedding last year. But this is of an organization where they do have a tendency of looking down on people of my color. So just imagine, I don't know, 100, 200 plus people. We're all tall and they're all fair skinned, and me being the only one that's going to be colored there. Hey, I got to make sure I set that intent. That's going to be very interesting going into because, again, she's going to be like, okay, we got to get there. And then when I get there, to be honest with you, it depends. I could set that intent right now and say, yeah, I'm just going to wear a mask and not speak to people. But then again, guess what's going to happen? The same shit. It's going to be about 6 p.m., everything's going to be done. They're going to be eating. They might start dancing and stuff like that. And I'm going to look at my wife and say, hey, I don't know, I never said anything to anyone. I've gotten dirty looks from people. I am good. I'm good. I'm going to go home. Are you going to stay here? But the thing is, I got to make sure the intent with her is okay. It's not about me. It's about her day. And I do not want to. It's about her and her and her friend who's an employee. It's about them. So me, I'm just going to take a step back and say, you know what? All right, I ain't gonna do what is it? I'm not gonna, be short with anyone. I'm just gonna make sure that I set my energy to the right energy. If no one looks at me, if people look at me and they give me dirty looks, hey, that's typical. It's Thailand, okay? This is Thailand. This is how it is here. All right. But I'm not going to allow that to dictate my energy whatsoever. So nonetheless, partner in love, considering what happened out there in Japan, I'm gonna go six. I think that was this is gonna be a rough month. Now, family, nine. Now, I'm not talking about my biological family. I'm kind of like what is it, Monique? Monique said, you know what? I do not keep in touch with my biological family and I wish them well. I do. Now, I know that wishing ain't gonna never help them because they've been miserable since I've known them, since I was a baby. Now, I don't know them. I don't speak to them. Don't care about them. But my family now that I'm creating, oh, yeah. I'll give it an eight. I don't know. Friends. Kim, staying in touch. Okay, stay in touch with my the one that I'm gonna be hosting the barbecue with, one of my favorite Toms. As a matter of fact, Andre, great. I spoke to him recently and I gave, I wanted to give one of his sons a little birthday gift and stuff like that. So, that's good. Good. But friends, I'll give it a six. I think I could have done more last month for sure. My mission. Feel clear, energized, fulfilled by my work. I am actually going to give myself a nine because I was challenged last Friday. Then I told myself, you know what? I'm going to make a webinar. Made a webinar. Boom. Sold just like that. Next thing you know, another guy just, I ended up doing something else and just fantastic. It was really, really good stuff. So, experiences, the trips, the adventures, the nights out, time to connect, disconnect. I do the same thing. I disconnect Friday evening all the way through. Yes, I still got to teach, Saturday morning and stuff like that. It is Saturday evening for now, not next Saturday evening, but I do have to, teach, students in the evening and stuff like that. But I do have to disconnect from looking at the screen. That's one of the critical things. I think we have a tendency too much of just looking at the screen, looking at the screen, looking at the screen. It can be demoralizing. How about standing up and teaching? Me, I'm standing up while doing this podcast, and I feel a hell of a lot better rather than just sitting down. So the experiences going to Japan, the most amazing experience of my life. The food I tried, the most amazing experience of my life. The people I met, the most amazing experience of my life. Those were some of the most incredible individuals I've ever met in my life. And so I'm going to give that now on the routine basis, my experiences on a routine basis, like on a weekly basis, Can I do a little bit more? Sure. But do I have any friends to go out and hang out with? No. So, yeah, I'll give myself a 9. Spirit. Oh, we're talking about behaviors, the beliefs, everything. I'm gonna give myself a 3 because obviously the whole alcohol thing. So I'm like, okay, well, let's boost this up. So that's a big challenge for me coming up the next month. Well, not really even a challenge. It's just like, okay, Arsenia, let's take a step back and let's get focused. Finances now, January 10. Boy, I think more, but probably the same amount that I did the year before this past January. Students rolling in from left to right, left to right, left to right. I was like, oh my God. Now, this past month, because I already had a book scheduled, it was kind of hard. But a lot of them are finishing up. And so now I ended up getting 3 students who are going to be doing 10-hour packages. And then I got 2 other students who are going to be starting their classes really soon from Costa Rica and Cuba. And so now there are a lot of different things that we're actually, you know, that all the money's coming back and stuff. So I just, whew, man, finances, I'm going 10 again because boy, I kicked ass. Now to learn it, gotta make sure I get that personal development on a single everyday basis. And with Brendon Burchard, the marketing and the different things that he has, the emails that he always sends me, I need to stay tuned. I need to continue learning to make my business better so that I can have a lifestyle that I can enjoy with my wife. Now, right when we came back from Japan, we now have a new couch. As a matter of fact, this Sunday, we have a new couch that's going to be delivered. We just bought that last week. If you say, okay, what March, mid-March, we're going to have home renovations. I'm going to be buying an iPad. In April, we're going to be getting this entire wall decorated. It's going to be a huge wall panel that we're going to be doing right here in the living room. A couple of side tables, a new rug. You know, me and my special project, the big saltwater fish tank. I still gotta obviously look for it, but I think the only thing I'm gonna buy right now is gonna be the light, because it's gonna be like Wi-Fi, and I could connect it easily via Wi-Fi versus the one that I bought last year, which is total shit in terms of like making sure the settings are perfect. It's just all fucked up. It's just garbage. A garbage. It, fantastic light, but there's no Wi-Fi capabilities whatsoever. It's just a pain in the ass. Let's put it that way. But the new light I'm going to be buying is Red Sea. And I think having that first light, I'm going to be like, okay, very good. Very good. Okay. So by having that first light, what I need to do after that is I'm going to have to, what is it? I'm probably going to have to get the salt, they get the sand, they get the rocks. Right. So I'm going to have those 3 things. And then I got to get the big canister. Now, the big canister, I'm going to get, oh my God, the flow is incredible. Can't wait to get that. Okay, so I'm gonna get that big old canister filter. And then I think I'm gonna be officially ready to get the tank and start cycling. This is gonna be the craziest thing. I haven't told my wife yet. Yeah, I already got one of my friend, my student who's now a friend. And he's like, okay, just let me know which weekend you wanna do this and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, here we go. But gotta take baby steps. Can't do it all at once. Still got a visa I gotta pay for coming up in June and all that too. So nonetheless, learning, I'm gonna give myself a 7. And so there it is for the month. For the month, 73%. I had a little bit of a dip, but I'm not gonna lose. Okay. And so what I'm gonna have to end up doing, why you're so stressed and what you could do about it, that's gonna be the next podcast. So you guys, with that being said, let's break this down. Hope you guys had an amazing month ahead. And I'll see you guys in the next Wheel of Life. Over and up.